Hey David, it's Bruno. Man, that's such a big thing in the United States. Like, the debt that students get to have and that they cannot get rid of. I mean, you as a company, you can file for bankruptcy, but now as a student, you will not get rid of that debt that easily. Anyway, having said that, the best investment that we can make is the investment that we do on ourselves and in our ability to be more able, better able to help companies win, right? But that's exactly where most universities are failing. Most universities, people should go to those universities not for what they're going to learn there, but for the networking opportunity. I mean, unless you're studying for being a doctor or a lawyer, dude, if you're into entrepreneurship, if you're into making business, don't do it.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the show here on Anchor. Thanks very much for Bruno for those comments there about university. And yeah, university is not for everyone, and certainly it's something to consider and may not be the right choice for everyone. And look, I'd hate to see anyone come out of university with debt. I think there's so much opportunity out there to take different avenues and different routes. Now, if I go back to when I left college and I actually dropped out of college and never told my mum that I wasn't turning up one day and just started working, wasn't very happy with me with that, but it turned out okay. I actually then went off and traveled around the world for 18 months. So as Bruno says, it's great to network and go and join a university to get that networking as well. But actually, I'm a firm believer in life experience and meeting other cultures and being involved in it. Nowadays, if you're looking to get into running a business or on starting your own business or your tech business, there's so many opportunities to do that around the world. And, you know, in the old days, or I say the old days, not that long ago, but maybe 10, 15 years ago, you know, the traditional route for someone who is deciding not to go to university is to go to Asia and then travel around Australia on one of the buses and do the same, the Kiwi and Oz experience, and have a real blast. Nowadays, you can go to places like Ubud in Bali. And, you know, you can be part of a tech startup and you can sit there with your laptop and you can engage with other people like-minded who are looking to start their own business and work in an amazing, beautiful environment, obviously a lower cost than you would have working in perhaps, you know, the USA, Canada or Europe or Australia. And I think, you know, that is a huge opportunity for people. And if you haven't checked those kind of things out, you should look up those links. Now, if I get a chance to get away and have a recharge or to think about my business and work away, these are the kind of environments I put myself in because it's something I enjoy. And I like working in those environments. But if I was perhaps thinking of university and I was thinking it's not for me, I'd think of doing something completely different if my mind was open to that and joining those communities of other like-minded people in a warm environment with great, great internet and a lower cost and a healthy lifestyle that I could enjoy, you know, meeting other people and perhaps setting up new networks and acquaintances. Love to hear what your thoughts are on this, if you've done this or considering it, or you're about to jump on a plane and go to Bali and try it out yourself. And by the way, you're never too old, so if you're listening to this and thinking it's not the right time, or as a member, Colonel Sanders started his business around 40 and so did Sam Walmart. So look, love to hear your thoughts on it. And if you're listening to this over on iTunes, jump over to anchor.fm/David Lawrence and call in on the show.